Blog Talk Radio.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air. No doubt.
All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Preceding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air frame that your thoughts transmits it. Preceding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air frame that your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this, something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages for us to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories. Shit that works.
You have activated pipe man in which I produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. Music came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
Hip-hop so fucked up right now, man. Everybody rap about a bunch of bullshit. A lot of these niggas be lying about the shit they talking about. These niggas is really puppets. They mad to tell them what to do and they just do that shit.
Hey, man. Look, when it comes to this shit, I'm like the black rap superhero. These niggas ain't fucking with me, man. I'm the best. I bet your mom and your girl know. Mad, she like NASA, got this out of this world flow. Dag, these other rappers mad, but I don't care though. They don't compare to him, get shitted on like a scarecrow. And these motherfuckers is weirdos. The music that they make straight hurt my earlobes. I wish I knew a way to make my ears close. I wouldn't have to hear those songs that's tearboat. These down south cats rap like handbone. These niggas up north can't make a damn song. But spit for 10 minutes straight rapping my head off. See what you saying, I don't care, go ahead, dawg. To tell the truth, most of these dudes some damn frauds. A bitch at heart, but on these songs so damn hard. Guess in this game, that's what you call playing your damn part. Betray a facade, set it be who you damn are. I ain't lying, for example, look at your man Ross. Acting like he Larry Hoover, the real Ricky or Nicky Barnes. Before he became a star, he was a prison guard. Every day he was hustling, putting niggas in bars. That nigga's a fraud. His jewelry and his nice cars got people confused, thinking he really a boss. But what about your boy Lil Weezy? Kissing on baby, as if he was a lady. And people don't seem to care. To me, that shit is crazy. To call a man your daddy that didn't bust in your mammy. If you was to ask me, I'd tell you that's nasty. And them niggas faggots, so fuck the tough shit they rapping. And your boy Tip, he on that bullshit. X-Con cook with big guns, do a little bit. That don't really make sense. But I don't know him to call him a stone cold snitch. But what I think it is he done sold his soul and shit to them devils who own and control this shit.
on some Snoop Dogg shit. Murder was the case they gave me. Listen to that song, he'll spell it out plainly. Demonic voices in these rappers' head got him going crazy. Ready to kill your mama, listening to Slim Shady. Cause the Eminem of hip-hop is like the Eminem of rock. Marilyn Manson is the devil that I'm talking about. And Slim Shady worships Satan, what you forgot? When he was like, there's seven different levels of devil worship and horse ahead. Human sacrifices, cannibalism, candles and exorcism. Animals having sex with them, camels, mammals and rabbits. He said he don't get into that, he kicked the habit. But nigga, I know you lying. You battling for Babylon while I'm dropping science for Zion. With the heart of a lion and the wisdom of a prophet. My intuition got me listening to my higher godly conscience. Jigga said he never prayed to God, prayed to John Gotti. That shit crazy. Got me wonder how he could pray to another man, especially in a white body. The name is record label after demonic family in Illuminati. Easy said, trap or die, niggas dying, why they trapping? Why he living in this mansion, niggas living, what he rapping? 50 Cent like the Hulk Hogan it is. Always tongue wrestling rappers for the publicity he can get. His whole claim to fame wasn't cause of the man could rhyme. He got all the shine cause he got shot 9 times. These down south rappers just sound so stupid. Can barely talk, just make noises like, oh, let's do it. How about for you to be the most hot out? You gotta sound like a preschool dropout. I'm talking about Waka Flocka, OJ the Juice Man, Soulja Boy Tellerman, retarded ass Gucci Man. They dumbass thwack with they nursery rap. And since we so uneducated, we attracted to that. I listen to they tracks and like, these niggas is really biting. I ain't gonna lie, these niggas sound like 50 types. Even though we got a disability, I fuck with little homie. Cause autism ain't stopping, he's swagging on the honey. Kanye said Bush don't like black people, okay. Kanye don't like black women cause he gay. Drake said he the Osiris of this shit right now. You knew Egyptian mythology, you know how stupid that sound. For that clone to compare himself to a god like how, to help cultivate civilizations along the Nile. Niggas really living in denial. If they think the music they listen to don't affect how they living it out. Just like what you put in your mouth affect your body shape. Or what you put in your brain affect the way you behave. So while you being entertained, the shit that in your brain go to your subconscious. That controls your heartbeat, the way you breathe, and all other automatic.
Three,
Spears on my Jay-Z shit, Avion on the Drake skit. Now how many more
I'm ever speechless. Cause I'ma be you, even though you're not here to be with. I hope I see these gangsters acting like teachers. Wake up out they sleep, they're the dream in the world. So Martin Luther King, let's go. Discourse we're borrowing on a jet plane with no fear of it falling, but wishing to never land. Reminiscing of the dream time, Presley and Root to the rise of the machine time. Magazine times, a coffee more sugar and milk than coffee. Aborted rhymes, rotten beats and failed hooks. Roads as bumpy as braille books. Failed cools, bad French and a mad push for the door. Gourmet food at the start of a soiree. A choice of one easy woman at a time. I'll take three the hard way. I'm trying to be as abstract as possible and vulgar, the more shocking, the more profitable. A baby fed molten gold and set upon a pedestal at the mocha and called 24 karat. So, how to describe this? With insightful remarks such as the best thing I've ever heard was silence. Or something more technically impressive in a full Spanish romantic with hues of a Marxist dialectic. Pleasing to the critics but pointless to the common passerby. Might as well not even exist, not even a bit. In the event of my demise, give everything I prize to the poor. And to the oppressors, I leave a war. And so on and so forth.
Yeah, in this life a man needs 12 things. That's food, clothing, and shelter. To seek knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. For freedom, justice, and equality. To find love, peace, and happiness. Let's get it. Hey. In 1555, we arrived as slave hands in a strange land where the Indians once thrived, but still we strive to stay alive. Many fought for their freedom and died, but we survived. Transcontinental trips on slave ships, chains and whips, they changed the script. Our names were stripped, families ripped, women raped and men were killed. Children were forced to work the cotton fields. Jim Crow Lord Dred Scott's decision, Emancipation Proclamation set us free without a pot to piss in. For what type of fool do you take us? You promised me a mule and 40 acres, some proof you can't break us. So did the devil make us, or did God forsake us? When we fell in Leviathan spelling, nothing could wake us. So what's it gonna take for us to finally break free? I pray the day will come when everyone can run free. My people had to fight day and night to get free. Some paid the price and gave their life so you and I could be free. But God made light and gave us sight so we could see. Freedom comes before justice and equality. But if we still behave with that old slave mentality, then in reality, none of us are truly free. Yeah. This wicked system's insisting on holding me back. They'd rather see me trapped like Geronimo Pratt. That's why they keep these prisons packed with Latins and blacks. I'm blind and out of my mind if I don't know that. When my people say it's hotter than Guantanamo Bay, we need a better way of living. This is Abu Ghraib prison. My block is Baghdad, where people keep dying, and these gangs still fight over turf like Palestine. I got more secret government enemies than the Kennedys, cause I won't suppress these pro-black tendencies. I'm probably top 10 on your government watch list for underground hip-hop, but they can't stop. And they don't like the fact that I'm back on the mic, as if I died and came back to life. In fact, I'm the truth, like poof, now I'm back in the booth. Who you think made AIDS and gave crack to the youth? Tell them. So what's it gonna take for us to finally break free? I pray the day will come when everyone can run free. My people had to fight day and night to get free. Some paid the price and gave the life so you and I could be free. For God made light and gave us sight so we could see. Freedom comes before justice and equality. But if we still behave with that old slave mentality, then in reality, none of us are truly free, 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 free. got the heart of Nat Turner, think with the mind of Malcolm. You wanna know the price of freedom? Go and buy my album. This is hip hop, let's take it to the top so we can rise like steam when the ghetto gets hot. You can hear a scream, cause in the ghetto it's hot. We push street, pedal rock and let that metal pop. Just to make that cream, and I bet it won't stop. Hustling on the block, switching spots, looking out for cops, it's all a scheme. We take streams and take long shots. Where I come from, that's all we got. When my man Parker Lee hooked the track, I go rock the spot. Never look back like God's whole lot. Until we got free, 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 yeah.
Peace, peace. Be back once again with First World for the radio. Tonight we have Straight from the Tiger's Jaw. Tiger Jaw, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. How you doing? How you doing, bro?
All right, all right. I'm getting ready to let you host the show here. So come on in, get it on there for the audience.
All right, all right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Tiger Jaw, and I'm a good friend of Aileen. And tonight, I'm going to introduce you to you one of my favorite characters, Reverend Do-Right. But before I do that, I guess maybe I'll just have a little interview with Leander. You can kind of like ask some questions so we can kind of warm fuzzy you, if that's all right with you all.
All right. So let's get, how did you acquire the name Tiger Jaw?
Actually, you know what? This is going to be a good trivia question, so I'm only going to say this one time. Because later on, I might even have a contest. Actually, Tiger Jaw means trust in God. Remember, Jesus already won. And so it's a very spiritual name. And when I decided that I want to, like, draw on some inner energy and I want to rely on him, I just chant my own name.
Okay, interesting. So you believe in positive affirmations, decrees, and prayer, of course, right?
Exactly, exactly. Just like I said, you know, within my name, it's my own initials, you know, and I flipped them backwards, and I was meditating on it because I needed a name as I was performing, so nothing really stuck. So what I decided to do was I just said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I meditated on it, and then when I turned to T-R-W, and then I looked at the words that I saw inside of that, and I saw Tiger Jaw. And being a harmonica player, I was like, wow, that seems to fit. And so then later on through my journeys and meditations and travel, I thought about the name, and I thought, what does this name really mean? And that's what dropped into my spirit one day. It said, hey, trust in God, Ronald. Remember, Jesus already won. You know. So when I share that with the audience, I said, hey, trust in God. Remember, everybody, Jesus already won.
All right. That's a very positive affirmation. And definitely, you know, when you chant it, like you said, you get positive results. And, of course, everyone need to be finding a positive affirmation within their life in which they can get and draw positive results from, too. So let's get to the fact that you stated that you're a harmonica player. How long have you been playing the harmonica?
Oh, man, I've been probably playing that harmonica since I was about 7 years old or so. My uncle gave it to me, my uncle Ronald McSwain, famous musician here around locally, and actually traveled abroad for a long time. And he taught me how to play one song. And he would never do it again. And I picked it up, and I studied it, and I meditated on it. And today I'm able to play that thing. And I like the way he taught me because it was that tough love kind of thing that said, hey, if you really want to know how to do this, you have to do it. And I'm only going to show you how to do it one time, and then it's up to you to take it forth and make something of it. So I take that lesson of learning how to play the harmonica as far as any other thing you want to do in life, once a person shows you, it's up to you to go forth and to make something of it. Yeah. And once you learn that you can do something like that, there's nothing else in the world you can do. You can't do. Excuse me. You can't. There's nothing in the world you cannot do.
All right. So along with harmonica, I know that while we was in college, you also took drama lessons as well as also worked on the radio station, communications, and all that, playing as far as acting as well as, I guess, you know, because you participated in several plays, too, from what I remember. So tell the audience about what you have coming up as far as you know, plays, and are you writing any particular plays, anything right now?
Not right now, but I have written a few plays in college, and I did do one called When the Devil Comes to Church, and I had an opportunity to put that play on in front of a lot of people at a cafe. It was a different venue, it was like a bistro, and I did that a couple of years ago, and I got a real charge out of that. But lately, I have been concentrating on doing things like the harmonica, and recently, I decided to hone in on certain characters, as one of the characters I'll introduce you to tonight is Reverend Do-Right. But there are several characters that I like to share my down-home Southern experiences, and these characters were kind of born out of the South, such as Cousin Edemeyer, you know, and Cousin Edemeyer from down the way, and then, of course, Reverend Do-Right. And I get a charge out of these, and I always go around the country and around different areas, and the most characters that that I've had, out of all the most characters I've had, should I say, Reverend Do-Right has been a really popular fellow that they like. He gives you one of those, I'm a country preacher, I sing in a quartet, I have a quartet, and yet at the same time, I keep it real. He's just one of those fellas that he's a borderline preacher, and you really have to, you never know what Do-Right is going to say. You know, if you don't want to know, don't ask Do-Right, because he's liable to say anything.
Can you hear me, Ron?
Okay, I can now.
Okay, all right. Well, let's talk about. You have a new website on which that is going up, and it's HTTP /// that's TigerJaw, that's TigerJaw dot Webley.com, webely.com. So that's TigerJaw.Webley.com. So check out his new website, and you're going to learn a whole lot of information about TigerJaw, a.k.a. Reverend Do-Right, and as well as also a lot of information of where he has played at. I've gone with him years ago to the Apollo in New York, in which that he had a standing ovation. So let's talk about that briefly before you go into Reverend Do-Right.
Okay. Well, as I was telling you earlier, back in 2001, I happened to know a good friend that had seen me play the harmonica. And one day, she was going to do this fashion show, and she was going to take it up to New York City. And she asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, really, to play at the fashion show? And then out of the blue, she said, you know what, I got a better idea. I know someone that might be able to help you get to the Apollo. Would you like to play at the Apollo? I'm thinking, are you serious? And she says, yes, they're coming to Washington, D.C. They have a traveling troupe, and they're going to be coming to Washington, D.C. And if you like, I will think you get an audition.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Long story short, out of 120 people, they chose 20, and I was in that 20, and became in the top 5 contestants to win. And then from that group, I was chosen to go to the actual Apollo in New York City because the traveling troupe was in Washington, D.C., in the Smithsonian, the mall. So I was actually chosen later to actually do a live performance at the Apollo Theater on a night that they honored Stevie Wonder. He was the, what they call the Apollo legend that night.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent, because I remember after you performed, the people were standing up and just clapping, and I'm like, yo, Ron survived New York. You know, as they say, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And so once we seen that, we knew that, you know, you definitely had the gift in order to keep that going and, you know, bring people together. last night, as a matter of fact. We went to the Jazz and Blues Club, and let's talk about that performance right quick before we get into Reverend Dew right here.
Okay. Well, last night we was at the Rusty Nail, and I have to say, if anyone has gone to the Rusty Nail, it's a wonderful place to go. I enjoyed the crowd. It was a very warm reception there. It was really beautiful. It gave me a chance to check out a different venue. And I must say that the group itself, they were great, easy guys to work with. And I'm really happy that I went there. As a matter of fact, I would say that they do open mics on the first Saturday of the month. And I will be there in Wilmington. And I hope that it's going to be June that I will be there the first Saturday. And they also do performances on Sundays. And I'll just you'll just have to keep posted on what time when on a Sunday that I will be able to make that performance if you want to come see me at the Rusty Nail.
Right. And for those who don't know where that is located in Wilmington, North Carolina. And, of course, you know, we have the audience from around the world, so we definitely have to localize it. But for those in which that is in the North Carolina region or area, please come out and support Tiger Jaw as he, you know, blow out the spot. If y'all seen it last night, which y'all will be seeing it soon, we're going to try to download his performance onto his website that I've mentioned earlier, so stay tuned for that. So let's get to Reverend Dew Wright.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you a very good friend of mine, a little country fellow preacher. He tells you right now he's just a country fellow preacher, and he's from down the way. And I'll just step out of his way and give him the platform.
Good evening, everybody. Am I on the air? Can you hear me? Co-host, can you hear me?
Is it on?
Oh, shoot, it's done got all modified and everything. You know, we ain't got this in the country. You know what we did in the country? We take like a tin can, we hook it up to a string, and that, you know, you got to get that kind of early, because they're still doing that, you know, they're still doing that down there. Don't ask me where. I'm too embarrassed to tell you where, but they're still doing that. But, yeah, I was listening to the radio the other day, and I said, Lord, the times done changed, something serious up in here. So I was talking to Tiger Giles, my friend, and I said what I was going to do is I said, man, you know what? Everybody got one of them television ministries. They got the radio ministries. They got them blog talk ministries. I said, you know what? It's a shame. They ain't got nothing that you can go out there and just really have some good church folk entertainment. So I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to start myself one of them old ministries. So I was talking to Tiger Giles. And he said, you know what, man, you know, we're going to go down here to Wilmington. We're going to talk to our friend Lee, and I want you to preach a little sermon. So I'm going to come from Proverbs. I'm going to come from Proverbs now. Y'all don't know what Proverbs is. That's them Solomon's talking. Solomon, you know, that rich man Solomon. That brother had a lot of gold, you know. Yeah. So, you know, like E.F. Hutton, he was the first E.F. Hutton. Yeah. When he taught, everybody was, especially the king, he cut his head off. So, you know, he wanted to. So, anyway, look here. We're going to talk about being friendly tonight. It's a good thing about being friendly. So I'm going to take it from Proverbs 18 and verse 24. The Bible says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Can I get an amen? Amen. I like to expound on this a little bit, because we always talk about here in the world and here in the nation that, you know, we got that brotherly love, and I just want to help somebody, and if I could just say a word to help somebody today, you know, we need to quit lying, because we sing that on Sunday, and we change that to them on Monday. They can't get an amen. Oh, Lord, ain't nobody calling in right now, okay, you don't shut me down. And look here, you can't, I want to talk, can I talk to the single folk? Tell us about the single folk. Let me talk to the single folk. Hey, single folk, you ain't single because you mean. If you won't show mean, you have some friends. That's why you can't go out on Friday night, because you ain't got nobody want to go with you. Because your attitude, it stinks. It smells bad. You see, you got to do some hygiene to your attitude. Hey, see, I know I'm going to get some callers off of this one, cause especially I'm going to tear some things up, and I know I'm going to touch some toes. Stop calling women gold diggers, because, you know, they got money, they got ties, and they don't need you. They're looking for a old ass and not a broke, okay, you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying? So, look, raise your standards, brother. Raise your standards. Can I get an amen on that one? Okay, that's what I'm saying. But do it in some love. You know what I'm saying? Corinthians, it said, I don't care how many tongues you speak. That means you can speak Spanish, French, all that Greek and stuff. You can do what you want to do. But if you was me, ain't nobody trying to hear that. It ain't going to edify nobody. And edify, to build the body, you know what I mean? You building it. You helping it. You ain't helping me and you stepping on my toes and being all mean and everything like that. I ain't trying to receive you. I'm trying to get you out of my house. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, so to show yourself friendly. Now, that means you don't got to be pissing up on nobody. But you must have decent conversation. You must be cordial. You know, I think sometimes we done lost our Southern hospitality. Right? We done lost that Southern hospitality. We don't know how to talk to nobody, not nothing. Now look here. So I want to expand on a little bit on this hip hop right here. Now this hip hop right here says there is a friend that sticks you closer than a brother. Now if that ain't a wife, I don't know what that is. Because you know, and I was looking for some single women. So if you're a single woman and you're still looking for a man, call Reverend Dude right now, friend, kinda. But you know, I'm just saying right now, you know. Because it said, man, it ain't good, man, be alone, you know, and that means married. Now, this mess about shacking, we got to stop that shacking. It is just to play it out now. It's just to play it out. Quit your shacking. You run around here talking about, you get in the church word, and you know what they're talking about. I went to the preacher today and heard him preaching. And what did he preach? He said, he preached about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And by the time you get to the door, you don't talk about, he said he's preaching about Meshacking with Shadrach in a Winnebago. That ain't what it says. Get twisting the word. Ain't what it says. All right. But I don't let y'all talk because I'm going to do a recap right here. But like I said, that sticking closer to a brother. Now, it ain't just necessarily a wife, you know. But treat your brothers. You know, that's a friend that don't necessarily have to be your blood brother. But he will take care of you. You know, He ain't trying to put your business in all the time, but he will. He will look out for you and pick you up. You know, you need to say thank you. Sometimes when we just say thank you, we could just save ourselves a lot of hate and hurt by just being cordial. So when you decide you want to go out and make some friends, smile. It's okay. Ain't nobody going to shoot you down because you're smiling. That's the first thing, America, we need to learn. All over the world. Smile again. Brush your teeth in the morning so you can smile. That's all. Get you some press. And a good toothbrush so that, you know, when you smile and your breath, you don't kick nobody. And carry some Tic Tacs. You know, like I said, you got to wear a breath and do right. Can you speak in some tongues? I said, Tic Tac, you know. I heard that before. Yeah, that was a word. Breath meant, you know. You know, can I get a word? Bible. But can you got more words? Breath meant, two words. You know, so if you, first of all, let's do that. Let's make the world a better place. And I'm ready to do right, and I'm going to stand by and we'll let some callers call, and we're just going to have some fellowship. That all right? That all right, host?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. Let's see what we got on the air here. What, who we got? We got anybody?
Let me see. No, we don't have any calls right now.
But that's a good thing. But we're going to be back later on this week. And I'm going to get a chance to expound some more on the Bible. And my name is Reverend Do Right. And I'm just saying to y'all, remember, do right, church. Do right.
Do right.